Poetry is bigger than your feelings, April Bernard.
Erica Anderson Center is a poet who lives and writes in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Her poetry can be found in various publications online, and her first collection, Midwestern Poets' Incomplete Guide to Symbolism, was published by Eastover Press in 2021. She graduated from the writing seminars at Bennington College in 2016. She joins us remotely over Zoom from her home. Welcome to The Poet's Weave. I'm Romaine Rubinus-Dorsey. Erica, what poems have you brought for us today?
Qualifications for a Lover. He pats the bed when you're in your gray robe, as if you weren't already thinking of the seismic waves his hands make. He prepares a quick kimchi with Persian cucumbers. He draws your face and you're prettier than you remember, delicate as a chicory petal. His voice opens locked doors and he hollers down canyons trying to find the crawdad creek you waded through at your babysitter's house the summer you turned 10. He creates time from rocks and he gives it to you. To you, can you believe it? He calls you baby when he's happy, and he's always happy because science says his name is on every bone in every animal, even if you have to use a microscope to see it. He opens a recording studio in the back of your favorite diner. He captures the sound of you drinking coffee. He studies the slope of your nose. Y equals MX plus B, he says. The B stands for boyish, and that's okay because it is your nose. He kisses it, your nose, says he thinks it's perfect. Nothing is perfect though, because one day he wakes up from a nap swathed in springtime sun, puts on his pants and shirt, and just walks right out. He turns everything in your apartment into a moon of salt. This is how a poet gets over heartbreak. I will not let myself walk into the water chasing his name. I will place stones in my mouth to gnash my teeth in case I ask him to come back to that May morning. I will not let myself build a boat to carry the dead from one shore to another. Those sorry people can float. Let the salt dissolve the soft tissue of the eyeball. Who needs it when we are dead? Who needs a bed when we are lonely? Again, I'll say, I will not let myself carve tiny hearts on classroom desks. I will take back my body from his hands or the memory of. I will pour myself a double and with a very sharp knife, cut my withering light and place small morsels in my mouth, wet with want. I will and will not and won't, and I swear to God, I'll fight against the current, strong legs breaking his waves, sand on the tops of my feet. To the red-bellied woodpecker in my neighborhood. The drumming out my window announces your presence, and I swear, I don't want that small miracle to become commonplace. I want to think sweetly of your industry, rhythm of finding food, cadence of life. I want to think of my own heart in its wet cavity, beating for the same reasons, food, life, food, life. Food, life, blood, all wishy-washy through my small shell, never even contemplating what it means to love. Let my heart be a heart. Let's not tether it to the well-spoken, big-grinned man who saunters in slowly, but leaves abruptly. Let my work, my incessant drumming, my movement be a tiny revolution. I, shaking my fist under the moon, praise the heart, my heart, the drumbeat and lilt of work, living and such.
You've been listening to poems by Erica Anderson Center on The Poet's Weave. I'm Romaine Rubinus-Dorsey.